The pandemic and fears associated with it have changed our behavior in ways great and small. In my case, very small. Prior to this scourge, I'd return my empty bottles and cans to the supermarket at regular intervals to redeem the 5-cent deposit. Extended intervals. I wasn't one of those folks you see arriving with a plastic bag containing 5 or 10 receptacles. By the way, who are these people who consume so little beer and soda that that's all they have to show for their efforts, or are so meticulous or have so little storage space that a few measly containers triggers a returnable event? I don't think of our family as non-peril consumers of Canada Dry ginger ale or Harpoon IPA, though my wife and children regularly harangue me about the perils of consuming soft drinks. We're not chugging the stuff from morning till night. If anything, we fall on the abstemious side of the spectrum. If corporate America had to depend on us for their sales, they'd promptly run to the government for a bailout. For me, return for deposit is all or almost all about the money. I probably shouldn't admit this, but I actually derive satisfaction from accumulating a critical mass of containers and then returning them all at once. At 5 cents a bottle, remitting 5 or 10 of them doesn't go very far, but 100 receptacles constitutes real money. Also, it gives me more satisfaction than it probably should, knowing that I'm playing my small part in recycling, that my empties aren't going straight to the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. There again, returning 100 cans and bottles, both glass and plastic, provides a far greater sense of virtuousness than only a piddling few of them would. Prior to the pandemic, I'd store them in heavy-duty black contractor bags in our garage, then return them to our local supermarket, 1 or 2 bulging bags every few months. The result? As much as $8 I didn't have before, now burning a hole in my pocket. But starting in March, I was reluctant to visit the supermarket, let alone risk my health by spending 10 or 20 minutes jockeying for a free deposit return machine against others whose attitudes towards face masks and hand sanitizer and transmission of the disease in general might not be as devout as mine. So the bottles began to accumulate. First one bag, then two. Before I knew it, half the garage was filled with empties. Something had to be done. I suppose I could have donated them to charity. There's a program called Clink where you bag, tag, and drop off your bottles, and the funds go to a favorite local endeavor such as the public library. But I enjoy the physical act of returning my empties, watching them vanish into the maw of the machine, even the sound of crunching glass. The challenge is to deposit as many of them as possible, as fast as possible, requiring assembly line speed, dexterity, and precision before the device detects a lull and spits out a receipt. This doesn't sound like it should require particular athleticism, but you try dispatching 100 or 200 vessels, keeping 3 machines, glass, plastic, and cans, operating simultaneously while a line forms and agitation grows because you're too selfish or irresponsible not to have returned your deposits at more civilized intervals. It was only recently, as the infection rate in our area fell below 1%, that I felt it safe to brave our local Price Chopper and its self-service, also known as reverse deposit machines. Obviously, I wasn't going to return all my bottles at once. That would have constituted a full-day affair and risk a potential altercation with fellow customers. So I've decided to return only one full contractor bag at a time, off hours, though who knows what constitutes off hours these days. The first time I did so, I was fortunate to find 3 unoccupied machines. My supermarket boasts a total of 6, 2 each for glass, plastic, and cans, even though the second set of machines were commandeered by a trio of children returning a few bottles, they cheerfully explained, for ice cream money. Unlike the mixed signals we've been receiving from the CDC lately, I tend to treat children, no matter how charming, as fully capable disease super spreaders, so I kept the conversation short. On a second visit around midday, the stars were apparently in alignment because I had the entire reverse deposit vending machine area to myself. Turns out I just got lucky. By the time I exited the supermarket, having cashed my winnings, well over $6, by the way, a line was forming. My goal is to empty my garage before a dreaded second wave of the virus. However, I've already made one major concession to the bottle return process. I no longer ring the button summoning a sales associate to manually process bottles and cans that, for one reason or another, the machines didn't recognize and rejected. I'm willing to forfeit the additional quarter or 50 cents, leaving the containers neatly stacked in the hope that some other citizen will claim them and pocket the change.